Hi guys, so I have not did a recording I think in a few days, and I just want to sit and talk to you guys and be open and be honest about some things that I haven't really talked about on here with you guys at all, and I've just been kind of, you know, quiet about certain things with you guys, or I haven't spoken on certain things with you guys at all. So to be honest, you guys, I kind of just had to do some things for myself because of my mental health, and because I was just really feeling like I was not happy in certain aspects of my life. And you guys know I decided to go back to therapy, and then from there I decided to get back on medications, which the medications have helped somewhat, but you know, it takes a few weeks for meds getting your system. So like, I'm literally on a lot of meds, you guys, and it's not just for my mental health, but for other things as well from different doctors. So that can be a little overwhelming, but it's all helping me, so I appreciate it. So basically, before I start this, I want every woman that listens to me to know your worth and to always do what's best for you and know that you are the prize at the end of the day. So I'm just gonna be honest with you guys. So you guys know I was in a relationship. I came on here and told you guys I was happy. I found someone who I thought I would be with for a very, very long time, and I was really excited about it. It was something new for me, and that felt good to me. So, sorry, y'all. So, it was something new to me. It made me happy, and I was in a good space with everything that was going on, you guys. So basically, I don't really know what was happening, but you guys know I met my boyfriend on OkCupid. Okay, we met on there, everything was great. You know, we were texting every day, FaceTime and talking on the phone. That was a great relationship. I was actually happy. He appeared to be extremely happy. You guys know, like, literally 2 weeks into that relationship, he decided to go back to his hometown in New York, where he's from, and he wanted to go back to be with his kids, and he wanted to help his nephew with something and just see his family and his friends. So he chose to go. Now, a lot of people in my life were like, why did you let him go? You should have told him not to go. All right, again, he's a grown man. I cannot tell a grown man what to do and what not to do. Obviously, I expressed myself and told him I didn't want him to go, but he was going to do what he wanted to do. He chose to go. Alright, so you guys, I'm sorry about that. I had a phone call come in, so I had to, like, stop the recording. But back to what I was saying, he chose to go to New York. I did not stop him like a lot of people wanted me to do, because he was a grown man. He was going to do what he wanted to do, and that was his right if he wanted to, you know, stay or if he wanted to leave. That was not my decision to make. So, you know, upon him choosing to leave, that's just something that, you know, he chose to do, basically. And I really tried to make the relationship work, you guys. I did, but when, literally, I'm gonna keep it so real with you guys, like, we barely saw each other. I maybe had saw this man 2, 3, 4 times prior to him choosing to go to New York. It was a fresh relationship, and I wanted more time, because when you're getting to know somebody you're dating, obviously you have to connect with them mentally and physically. And we were connecting mentally by phone and by text and FaceTime, but there was no connection on a mental level. I mean, excuse me, on a physical level. Like, where I'm spending time with him, I'm getting to see him, we're getting to touch, we're getting to hug. Like, none of that was happening, you guys. And this went on for months, because mind you, this was going on since March when me and him first got together. Like, it was, he up and left 2 to 3 weeks into our relationship. And then randomly, like I said, he did come home in April to surprise me with his cousin. And then after that incident, I never saw him again. He was supposed to come for my birthday at the end of May, and he did not show up, you guys. And what bugs me the most about that is I didn't even tell the full story on that, because literally what happened is he was calling me that whole day, telling me he was on his way. He had packed his bag and then never showed up. It got to be 1 o'clock in the morning. He was not answering none of my calls. I thought he got in an accident or something happened. My mom was like, oh, just relax and calm down. I'm sure he just, something must have happened. Don't freak out. So literally, I called this man back at 1 o'clock in the morning using my house phone. My parents still have a house phone, y'all. Don't trip. Using my house phone. And he picked up for that phone and then tried to be like, oh, I'm still going to come. Don't be mad at me. Never showed up. Mind you, the next day comes Saturday. Oh, I'm going to come see you. Doesn't show up. It was just a series of stuff. This is my birthday weekend, you guys. Something he had planned. Not me. I was planning on spending my birthday home because my dad was doing a little cookout here at the house. Family was going to come over. So I'm not tripping. I'm going to spend it with my family. Well, he literally doesn't show up for any of these days. And then the whole month of June goes by. I don't see him. When I was dealing with my mental health and it was getting bad, he was like, oh, I'm going to come see you the weekend of 4th of July. The day he's supposed to come, he's like, oh, I realize I can't come because I'm in New York and we have to pay to get over the tolls and blah, 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 all this bullshit. So he didn't come. And I kept telling him over and over, I said, my needs in this relationship are not being met. My needs are not being met. I can't see you. I don't want to have a phone relationship. I said, I never wanted a long distance relationship in the beginning. I didn't want to do that. Mind you, I did a 2-year relationship that was long distance, and the person lived like a few hours away, and we had to drive on weekends to see each other. And I was like, I didn't want to do that again. I just wanted somebody that's local and close to my city and close to where I live and stuff. So it just got old. And the last time I spoke to him was Sunday, and he just made some kind of slick comment. I was in the kitchen with my daughter, and he was like, oh, go tend to your daughter, or some slick comment. And so I was like, why would you say it like that? He's like, oh, nothing. He was like, well, I'm going to call you back later. Never call me back, you guys. And I'm going to go back a little bit for y'all. Like, we're going to hit rewind. There was a lot of red flags prior to this happening, y'all. It was more red flags than this. So it was like constant red flags that I saw, but I stuck it out because I loved him and cared about him, and I wanted the best for him. And I wanted me and his relationship to work out. So despite all the fucking red flags that I was seeing, I still was like, I'm going to try to make this work. I love this man. We're going to get through this. It was certain things, like, I'm going to be real with y'all. He would make comments about black women, and I just thought it was disrespectful. You know, the comments he would make to me about black women. And this, he would speak on women in general. Like, women in general, he would constantly speak negative on, making it seem like women ain't nothing and we can't comprehend stuff and all this stuff. We had, like, literally had a conversation a week prior to this whole situation. And we were talking about something. And I just made a comment about giving my opinion on why women do certain things the way they do, and he immediately was like shutting down my comment. He was like, I'm not up for a debate. I said what I said. This is not something. This is based on fact and all this bullshit. I was like, dude, we're having a conversation. I'm giving my opinion, you give me yours. He literally took it to a situation where it didn't need to go. And so it was just certain things he did and certain things he said about women, and especially women of color, and just the comments that he made. And being that I'm a black woman myself, I took offense to that. Because I'm like, for one, why are you a black man? Why are you downing your own black woman? That messed with me a little bit. As a black man, you shouldn't be downing your black woman. On top of that, not only are you downing your own woman, but she would also talk about women of other races as well. So it was like, this man was literally talking bad on women. It would be little comments he would make. And then, like, I just felt like, in some senses, I felt like he was gaslighting me a lot. And just the behaviors that I saw in him after a while was like, who is this person? I don't recognize you. Staying out till 4 o'clock in the morning, going to clubs with his friends, going to bars, hanging out with the bums on the street. Because his friends, to me, wasn't about nothing. Half his friends didn't work. They didn't do nothing. And he would stay out late with them. So I'm like, how are you hanging out till 4 in the morning and going to work? On top of that, like, he was riding females in his car, had females running up to his car when he'd be driving. Like, and then he would say, oh, I know these girls from the neighborhood, I'm just giving them a ride. That was weird to me. It was all kinds of, like, red flags. His children's mother would, like, text him, but it'd be, like, on some stuff where she still, like, wanted him, I felt like, from what he would tell me. And it would just be so much stuff going on that I was, because I loved him, I was blinded by all that. I was ignoring the red flags. They're piling up. My friends and family are noticing stuff, and they're like, oh, you need to cut ties. But I would always defend him, and I'd be like, no, y'all are wrong. He's a good guy. He's not like this, blah, blah, blah. I was always taking up for him because in the back of my mind, I wanted to believe that this person would not hurt me. You know, I wanted to believe that he was different. But his behavior said otherwise. And I just wasn't happy. And I know, like, at the end of the day, I had even talked about this with my therapist. And she was like, you got to make the best decision for you. She was like, if you're not happy, you know, you got to let go. And I just felt like it was a disconnect. Because it was certain things that he was doing I did not like. Like, I don't want a man that stays out till 4 in the morning. I don't want a man that disrespects me, that talks about women. I don't want a man that never has a million excuses that he can never come home to see me, but he wants to be in New York acting. He just did a whole 180 change when he went back home, and I just didn't see the person that I saw when he was in Virginia. I saw a whole different person in New York, and I just didn't like that person, and I wasn't happy. And I kept telling him every day, literally, y'all, I told him every day how happy, unhappy I was, and that can you change or can we try to change our relationship, because I know I'm not perfect, I make mistakes too, and I'm working on myself. And he saw the changes I was making. He would even comment on, oh, I see you making progress with this and that, because I wanted to be a good girlfriend to him. So obviously I was going to change for the better. I wasn't changing for him, I was changing for myself, because I wanted to be a better woman, but I also wanted to be a better girlfriend to him. So I'm making progress. He's not making no progress because he doesn't think nothing's wrong with him. And I just felt like he just changed. But, you know, it was a lesson learned for me, you guys. I just cut all contact with him, y'all. I had to. So the last time we spoke was Sunday, and I have not reached out to him. I haven't texted or called him. He hasn't texted or called me. We just haven't spoke. I don't really have nothing to really say to him. Like, I wish him the best. Obviously, I'm not going to wish bad on him. I wish him the best. There may be somebody out there for him that's better than me, but I just know for me, long distance does not work for me, and I'm just not happy. And what's sad about it is he was older than me, so I was thinking like, oh, I'm dating an older man, like he's gonna be different, but he's no different from the guys that are my age. So it was kind of like, damn, I could have just stayed in my age range, right? But I just kind of realized too, like, I don't want to meet somebody online anymore. Like, I'm kind of over online dating. And then it was like, not on top of that, but it was like other guys who had tried talking to me prior to my relationship that kept trying to text me, call me, hit me up on Instagram, guys in my DMs. Like, I just had a lot of stuff going on. And I knew it was a good guy out there for me. And then it was like one of my good guy friends who really liked me, I kept friend zoning him because I was in a relationship. And obviously, I'm going to respect my partner. I don't cheat at all. So this person was even, I was telling him about the situation I was in, and he was like, oh my God, why would you put yourself in a situation? You don't deserve that, you know? So all that to say, I don't have a reason to contact him. I mean, if he does reach out to me and he wants to have a conversation, or, you know, he feels like, you know, he wants to, you know, talk with me or whatever the case may be, I really don't have anything to say to him, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't. And if he would ever try to come back and like, oh, let's try to work this out, it's nothing to work out, you know. I'm done. I'm moving on with my life. You got to realize, guys, I put my whole life on hold. I wasn't leaving my house. I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't doing anything. And it wasn't just all because of my relationship. A lot of it also was because, you know, my mental health, like my anxiety and depression was keeping me in the house. But then, of course, at the same time, I felt like he was keeping me here in a sense, because I didn't want to do anything that I shouldn't do. And then it was like, I don't know. It was just like a lot of me waiting by the phone for a call or text. And it was like, why am I doing that? And I felt like, in a sense, it was messing with my codependency. And I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, it got so draining. I'm like, he's living his life in New York doing what he wants to do. He's not thinking about me. He's partying. He's doing whatever. I'm like, well, I'm down here not living my life and not doing what I want to do because I'm worried about him. So I just felt like it was time for me to move on, y'all. And I'm now going to be doing what I want to do. Like Saturday, I'm actually going out with one of my friends. I'm super excited. We're supposed to be going out to eat and we're going shopping and all that good stuff. So I'm really looking forward to this time away because I have not been out with my friends or anybody for that matter in a long time. I've been just secluded to the house. So I'm ready to live my best life. I'm not thinking about anyone else, you know. And it took me time to leave, y'all, because I knew I saw red flags. I knew I wasn't happy, but I kept trying to stick it out because I was thinking he was going to change, which most women, we think that. We think, oh, the man is going to change. He's going to do better. And then they don't change and we look stupid, right? So I was like, this man, my mom even said the other day, she was like, what is there to lose? He's in New York. You're here. She was like, let him go and move on and be happy with somebody else. You know, my parents cannot stand this man, by the way, just because of the stuff that he has done. You know, like, you got to understand, when he stood me up on my birthday weekend, I bawled my eyes out that whole weekend, y'all. Cried like a baby. And that was upsetting, you know. But he's done a lot. But this is not to say everything about him is bad. He has some good in him. He's not a necessarily all-around bad person, because I saw the good in him. It's just, I just think that, in a sense, he did waste my time. I felt like he was not ready for a relationship, maybe, and he thought he was, and then he realized he wasn't because, you know, of his behaviors, which is perfectly fine with me. Like, but I feel like if he didn't want this and he wasn't ready, he should have said something. And then he also told me that he doesn't believe in titles. So that should have been a red flag too, right? But he was like, oh, I don't really believe in titles like that. But, you know, so it was kind of a weird thing when he said he didn't believe in titles like that. But I don't know. But then he would say that I was his woman or I was his girlfriend. So it was a weird type of thing. And I don't know. Like I said, you guys, it was so much going on in that relationship. Like I said, in the beginning, like the first 2 to 3 weeks of our relationship, or maybe the first month, I was super happy. We were good. But it's just like things change. And I just started to see things that I didn't like. It was just like stuff happening around me not liking what I'm seeing. And I was miserable, y'all. I wasn't even happy. It was like, I just, in general, I wasn't happy because I was not living my best life. I was existing, but I wasn't living. And like I said, everybody was asking me to hang out. I was declining to hang out with people. Like, I just wasn't living. Meanwhile, he was living his life, doing what he wanted to do. And I had to really think about it. I was like, Sherelle, why are you really staying with this man? What makes you stay with him? What makes you want to be with someone like this? And then when I really sat down and thought about it, it was like, I had to make a decision. I said, if it came down to me or him, who would he choose? And I know for a fact he would choose himself over me, which I would want him to, in a sense, because you should always choose yourself, right? Because at the end of the day, if something goes left, you always gonna have yourself if somebody leaves you. So, you know, I know he would choose himself. So I feel like in this case, I need to choose myself, because the sick mind in me, or the mental health part of me, or the codependency in me would probably choose him over me, which is stupid, you know? And when I really thought about it, I was like, Sherelle, no, you've got to choose yourself over him. So that's what I'm doing. That's why I cut all contact, because I'm choosing myself. And sometimes we don't even realize, but when we struggle with mental health, the person we're dating sometimes can add to that mental health. And I felt like he was making my mental health worse. I don't think he was doing it on purpose, but the stuff he was doing was adding to it. It wasn't helping. And truthfully, one of the main reasons I was staying with him too is because I felt like if I met another man, or if I started dating someone else in the future, they were not going to be able to deal with my anxiety and depression. And there were times where he would make little slick comments to me like, oh, well, I feel like ain't no, he would say, oh, well, I feel like it's going to be hard for another man to deal with you. He would just make little comments. So to the point where I started to believe that, I would be like, I would catch myself on the phone with him saying little stuff like, well, I don't know how, I don't think any other man is going to want to date me because of this and that, because what he was saying was getting into my head. But I realized throughout this whole process that is not true. That is not true. A man out there will accept my depression and anxiety and see that that's a part of me, and he will want to love me regardless of my mental health issues. That's not going to affect him. So I had to realize that, you know, and get to a place of clarity. So it was just a lot of those things happening, y'all, and I'm glad I chose myself. I'm glad I cut all contact. I'm glad that I was strong enough to I'm glad I was strong enough to do that, because truthfully, he had taken everything out of me. At least that's what it felt like. But like I said, you guys, I don't wish any ill will onto him. I wish him the best. It's just we were not meant to be for each other. And I should have left a long time ago, but I stuck it out. Like, I had people say to me, when he made the comments about women, I had my friends look at me literally and they were like, are you serious? Why would you stay knowing he made those comments? Like, I don't know. I felt like I was caught up. I felt like I wasn't scared to be alone, but I was just mostly scared that, I think the most biggest thing was like, if I let go, who's going to listen to me? Because I would literally call him up just to talk about my mental health issues, and he would be the only one that would listen to me. He would give me advice. He would even go on Google and Google, you know, stuff to help me and come back and say, oh, you should do this and try this. And I think that's where we really connected, was off our mental health, because he himself struggled with depression at a period in his life. So we really connected off that, and I think that's what really kept me there. But that's a shitty reason for me to stay with somebody just because they can understand my mental health, you know. And then I realized in the end, I got to be the one to save me. Another person can't save me. So I don't know, you guys. I just wanted to update you guys on that situation. So, yeah. I definitely will no longer be speaking on him or our situation anymore, because there's no situation to speak on. I am focusing on myself and my daughter, and I'm going to be living my best life, getting out the house and enjoying myself, and I can't wait. But I will definitely be sending more episodes your way. I just want to let you guys know why I haven't really been on here. Most of it's because I've been busy, and the other part is just, you know, living my life and working and stuff like that. But yes, so I want all my women listening to know that you are the prize. Love yourself. Do not let another man bring you down. And don't let another man manipulate you or make you feel a certain way about yourself. Just love on yourself. And don't get down on yourself if your relationships don't last. We are young, y'all. We are young. We in our 20s. We might be in our early 30s. Like, whatever age you are, you can be 40, 50 years old and still find love. I see couples all the time that's in their 50s and 60s getting married. So don't ever feel like, oh, because you dated a lot of men or something, that you are ran through, or you're not a good person, or you're never gonna be through. I don't know. Don't let people tell you you always got a boyfriend. You can do what the hell you want to do with your life. Date who you want to date, be who you want to be with, and live your life. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You move on. These are who I look at. I look at Steve Harvey, daughter Lori Harvey. This girl, she's in her 20s. She's living her life. She's young. She'll date a guy. If it don't work out, she moving on. Just like when she was dating, she recently broke up with Michael B. Jordan. Do you see how she, the next day they show her out, or the next week she was out at a friend's birthday celebration, living her life, smiling. Like, you know what I mean? That's how you got to look at relationships. Move on, live your life, laugh, joke, smile, get out. It's not the end of the world. People, even Steve Harvey joked on his talk show about it on the radio, saying that he was more like his daughter when she knew how to get out. Like, yes, get out fast if you feel unhappy. It's nothing wrong with getting out, get out. Look at Jennifer Lopez, another one who dates men, and also when it's over, she move on and do her own thing. I mean, come on. Even Halle Berry is an example of that. Halle Berry would date a man. If a man don't work out, she moving on. And right now, she in a happy relationship with a good man. So I'm saying, look at some of these women. And I'm not saying idolize them. But what I'm saying is, you can look at them and say, hey, they don't let a man define them. They don't let a man bring them down. It's okay to date. And if you want to call it serial dating, do what you want to do. We're all young. We don't have to feel like we're confined to one person. If it doesn't work, move on to another person, or just focus on yourself. You don't have to feel the need that if you are spotted out with a new guy, people are going to be looking at you like, oh, she with him now. No. Live your best life, because that's what I'm going to do, y'all. I'm going to have fun. And I'm going to live my life, and I'm moving on from the situation. I'm going to tell you guys one thing. I didn't even cry about it. I didn't cry. Normally, when I'm breaking up with a guy, I'd be bawling my eyes out. But I didn't even cry about this. I just let it go. You know? It wasn't meant to be. And like I said, I've chosen to cut all contact. There's no reason for me and this man to speak. There's no reason for me and this man to do anything. So, yeah. It is what it is, y'all. You cut contact and you move the hell on. But anyway, y'all, I got to get back on this clock. It's 9:20. But I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Just know I love you guys. I'll be back. I'm still working on the podcast being on YouTube, y'all. But I haven't gotten around to it. Oh, my God, guys. I keep saying I'm going to create a website for my mental health diary. I even bought a domain for my website. I haven't did nothing, y'all. So bear with me. I might not do any of this till next week, to be honest with you. I am going to create a website, but I probably will just create the one where you don't get monetized, because I'm not really worried about getting monetized right now. I just want to get my website off the ground so that these recordings can show up on there, and so that I'm able to showcase my podcast. But anyway, you guys, peace and love. Keep loving yourselves and know that I'm here.